Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
What's up?
It is the day after Christmas, and we know who has been naughty and who has been nice in these celebrity streets. So sit back and relax, and let's tell you all about it. Now, later, we are getting closer and closer to the top. We're going to reveal the fourth best clap back of 2018. Are y'all ready for that?
Ready for that?
Plus, Rihanna has a new title, and this one is pretty official, and we'll tell you what she's doing. But Portia, what's popping?
Clapback queen Chrissy Teigen is now a mom of two kids, daughter Luna and son Miles, with her husband, EGOT star John Legend.
He is an EGOT, honey.
Yeah. Yes, honey. And with Chrissy being such a free spirit and fun, you would really think she would be the lenient one as a parent, right? Like, letting the kids do anything?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong. Chrissy revealed that John's really the pushover parent.
Okay.
In an interview, Chrissy said, he will say no, and then if Luna asks one more time, it's a yes. He's a bit of a pushover with Luna. I think it's because they look so much alike, and he's like, okay, you beautiful being, anything you want. He needs to learn to say no because I'm the tough guy.
You know, it kind of makes sense because a lot of times, like, girls get over on their dads because, you know, they so little and they so cute and, oh, that's my little baby, so I get it.
Exactly. Like, that was the same with my family. Like, my dad, he spanked the boys, whipped them, whatever. He would always take me in the room and act like he was spanking me.
Make
like
you scream.
Yeah, he'd be like, he'd like be doing his belt or something. I'm like, ah, daddy, man.
Oh, they are going to get
really
you when they
hit me at all.
And that's where the acting begins.
That's where it
begins.
Like,
and it's usually that way, though. The men like the girls, and the women like the boys.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Know? So that's how you say it.
Little girl,
don't say that, because that's what you're going to have.
Well, I hope her and her daughter, I could imagine, honey. Mm-mm.
It's going to be a fight.
You like her and her mom.
But then to get to that point, but I could imagine putting you little bitch, sit down.
Who you calling a bitch? U-N-I-T-Y.
Well, speaking of Chrissy Teigen, she might have a challenger for a title as the clapback queen, and it's none other than daytime queen Kelly Ripa. Now, the 48-year-old host of Live with Kelly and Ryan, who says that she loves to troll trolls, responded to somebody online who made a rude comment under a picture of her husband, 47-year-old Mark Consuelos. The troll said, Kelly Ripa, yes, he is so handsome, but you need to go, Kelly. You look too old for him. Sorry, but you do. So Kelly clapped back by replying,
that's right,
Maria Diaz, you need to learn how to spell the word too, sweetie. As in, you're too stupid to be with my young, handsome husband. P.S. He likes proper grammar as well, you dope.
She was not playing. I felt that.
But Kelly was being too sensitive, though. Even though, I mean, you know, she does. Well, I mean, maybe because she's not as weighty as Mark. Because, I mean, Kelly's real slender and small. And Mark, though, I mean, but Mark looks just as old as her.
That is what this lady wanted.
Yeah.
And she gave it to her. Now everybody know who this lady is.
Well, I don't know who that lady is. I still don't know who
she is. But still, people have clicked on the Hearst thing just to see who it is saying this about Kelly. And you gave it life. And now people, she probably got a few more followers.
But sometimes you open the floodgates. Like, if you clap back at somebody, everybody else who ride for you is going to go and ride on them on your behalf.
Yep. Yeah.
So sometimes you gotta kill a hostage in front of people just to get the people going.
Yes, you do. No. You gotta wound them a little
Choose
bit.
Choose your battles.
Even if you say something kind of nice, you just bring attention to what they said. And now the way Instagram is set up, it's a whole feed that'll come right on down that line.
Messy.
Girl, you don't clap back?
Hell no. And if I say something back, you know, I'm finna say, oh, God bless you. Because, girl, and when you say that, girl, it's done.
Girl, you don't even read comments.
I
Stop
don't.
Lying.
I don't even know how you read the stuff, though. How do you read that shit?
Girl, I don't read no comments. I've been stopped talking under his page.
Yeah, because he don't say, yeah. No. Well, y'all, this Rihanna reign just won't let up.
Hey.
The Bajan beauty is really gunning for world domination, and she's starting with her home country of Barbados.
Ooh.
Because Rihanna has been appointed, get this, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of Barbados.
Whoa!
Which means Rihanna is that bitch.
Okay, hey, there you go.
As we already know. Mm. Rihanna gave a statement about the honor and said, I couldn't be more proud to take on such a prestigious title in my home country. I'm ready and excited to take on the responsibility. So what do we think, y'all? Will Riri bring change to her home?
Absolutely. She already does it anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. One thing I love about Instagram, they always post about new things that she's doing.
Yeah.
She's a big philanthropist. She's always doing stuff.
And so she's always representing Barbados.
She sure is.
Always.
And no matter what's going on in the world, she's going to show up at that carnival. And she's
going
to be dressed like everybody on the island.
Okay.
You're waiting on that moment.
Every year.
She's participating in the event.
She goes to carnival every year, honey.
Yes.
I watch from afar. You think she could eventually be president
of Barbados?
Yeah.
I think she might be too busy for that.
Yeah, yeah, but once you get to a point where, like, everything starts to slow down, because she's been popping since she was a teen.
Right.
I don't see her going, like, long distance, like, share with it. Mm-hmm. She's going to probably kick back and enjoy her money at some point in time. But, you know, she could really, like, settle down and be that, you know, be that chick. You know, the Marcos of Barbados.
Well, I think the plenipotentiary thing means she has, like, full power in the government to do stuff that she wants to do already without even being appointed as, like, you know, being a senator or whatever.
She can make some official decisions.
Yeah, they really believe in her, and she's real supportive for the country.
Lingerie is the official uniform. I got to put that word in my notes.
I like they made that word up just for that position.
Me too.
I ain't never heard that
before. It sound like plenty of penitentiary.
Yeah.
It's plenty of penitentiaries out here. Y'all don't want to go to one.
Okay.
Well, legendary actress Jane Fonda recently turned 81 years old.
Oh, my God.
And even though she's closed up shop downtown, if you know what I mean, she still loves to read good porn.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier this year, Jane worked on a film, Book Club, which is about women of a certain age who want to get their groove back by reading the book 50 Shades of Grey, okay? So she did an interview on a podcast, and Jane said this. I've read really good pornography. I lived in France for years, and I read it when it first came out because I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. 50 Shades is not a very good book, but I'm glad it was written. It titillated and juicified a lot of women in the United States. That's a good thing.
Oh, right.
Titillated and juicified.
Yeah,
she said it wasn't even that good.
Not at all. It just titillated.
I'm getting so many juicified. New words today.
Titillated
and juicified.
You never heard about titillated?
Well, you know, I'm glad that she's, like, you know, still exploring other avenues, but I can't believe she's, like, just reading pornography books when you have the entire internet.
Yeah
but no, some people don't want it all, like, blah-blam, all in their face like that. Some people like to climax and read to the climax, you know?
And just, not just that, honey. She's a grand girl. She likes to sit down, honey, have a nice cocktail.
Yeah.
And read a good book, honey, on her nice couch and let the fan just blow, honey, and just be all day.
Yeah, and she wants it more mental, you know? Yeah. Like, I mean, when y'all watch porn, you watch for 5 minutes and then you're done.
Yeah. Miss Fonda wants to, honey, inhale it. Uh-huh. She wants to, honey, just
get
take
a
it
mental
in.
Vision.
Honey, exactly.
Because she's still sexing at the age of 80,
Sam. Well, the fact that she's not sexing, she says she ain't having sex anymore.
I don't believe that.
But a lot of people are, honey. If you go to these old folk homes, they are having sex.
Yeah, that's like the highest new, like, cases of STDs.
Yeah.
But men only go up to, don't men stop having erections at 60?
No, are you crazy?
They don't?
No.
I know a 60-year-old that just had a new baby.
Honey. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a friend of mine's father is 70, and he just had, he has a 4-year-old.
I don't understand how 70. Them things are still swimming after so many years.
They are in there.
Just a little slower, but they're swimming.
Anyway, y'all, coming up, honey, can you cherish your friendship with an ex? Oh, right after the break, we'll tell you what actor is lying through his teeth, honey, saying that he does.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
Well, Tiffany Haddish recently explained in an interview how she handles single life when there is no man in sight.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh, Lord. She stated, my personal relationships haven't been that good, but I've been keeping up with my weighted blanket and my toys that I get off of Groupon. And batteries. Batteries are a girl's best friend.
Batteries, like for remotes and stuff, do they die often?
Yeah, they do, honey, but you got to lick them to see if they still got fizz on them. You don't know.
You don't lick no
Yeah.
Okay, well, Gary, I guarantee she's not licking the battery. She's probably licking whatever the battery is in.
No, the she's case? Licking the battery to put in. But
the dildo. Hello. We're no longer talking about remotes. We're talking about sex toys.
So, Portia, now I guess you, so that was my next question. So that's what you use, sex toys, honey, when you were out of a man for a while?
No, because my God, you know, he unfortunately gave me a sex toy in my hand.
An attachment,
I just covered up with a glove if I wanted something a little different, honey.
Five heartbeats.
Yeah, honey. Yeah, I take care of me. You know, we be good. We find somebody.
We good together.
We good.
We go together like a hand and glove.
Well, anyway, y'all, honey, Miss Jennifer Aniston's ex-husband, Mr. Justin Theroux, is spilling the tea, boo. Now, Justin told the New York Times, y'all, that the split between he and Jennifer, Miss Aniston, as we could call her, was amicable. And the great loss was that of their close friendship.
Boy.
Whatever, child, please, honey.
Exactly.
Whatever, honey.
Okay.
Now, they both released a statement, honey, claiming that they remain two best friends who have decided to part ways as a couple. But look. Looking forward to continuing their cherished friendship.
Yeah, good luck
with
that.
That is a lie.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
That's like when you get a divorce and you just put irreconcilable differences.
Exactly.
You know, y'all hate each other, but you don't want the world to know.
They probably agreed to not bash each other in the public eye.
Right.
And you ain't gonna see them at an award show together.
But you know, you can be friends, though.
You can, but not in this case. Friends. The only reason this guy is saying that they're still friends is so he doesn't have to deal with Brad Pitt has dealt with for years. Mm. Because people knew that Brad and Jennifer weren't cool, he couldn't move on, she couldn't move on. So he like, let me move on. Me and her, it's good. Yeah. We friends.
I think they broke up. I think she was a cold fish.
What that mean, Gary? A cold fish?
She just looked like she just laid there.
And them the ones that throw down, honey. I don't know what you talking about, cold fish.
Now, they look like a cold fish. They probably a cold fish.
Don't say that. Not necessarily. Don't judge a book by its cover.
It's the ones who look like they're going to throw down. They get in there and be like.
Thank you.
Right. So the cold fish be the ones that throw down, honey. they turn into a hot piranha, baby.
This might be the last chance I get.
Okay.
You got to go all out.
That's true. You get Well, y'all, Omarion's ex and mother of his two kids, April Jones, was scorched online for allegedly dressing inappropriately.
What?
Mm. Yes, the former Love and Hip Hop star posted a picture on Instagram of everyone's favorite place, y'all, Disneyland, with her two kids, and people started criticizing her for her outfit choice. One user commented, "This is what you wear to a kid's theme park?" Oh, okay. April responded, "Yes, it is. I wear whatever I want to wear."
Thank you.
Not mad at it. Do you realize how hot it is out there?
It is so hot. Like, you'll die pushing your kids.
Child, she had a big gut and some flabby thighs. They still have something to say. She look good. Let that lady wear what she want to wear.
And that's one of them outfits that'll get you able to skip the line.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't gonna let her wait.
Well, to the back of the ride.
You wanna go in front of me?
Right.
You and your kids, you know?
She gonna find a daddy for them kids when she leave that park that day, okay?
Honey, if she comfortable, let her be that.
Nothing is wrong with that. What's all it is that you gotta be a mom and be all covered up and stuff? Them kids don't care what their mama got on. They happy to be at Disneyland.
Thank
you. Supposed to have on a three-piece suit?
Yeah, there are people out there who are built like an open can of biscuits, walking around in whatever they want, and nobody tries to come and correct them.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, y'all, honey, up next, Queen Bey might be flying on a broom, bitch. We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey! Oh,
all right, y'all, here's the big question. Is Beyonce really the Queen Bee or Queen Bewitched?
Ooh. Don't say that.
I'm just saying.
Samantha.
Beyonce's former drummer of 7 years, Kimberly Thompson, recently filed a request for a restraining order against the Queen, claiming that she practiced extreme witchcraft and has been targeting her as a part of a secret harassment campaign.
So she was cool with regular witchcraft, but when it got extreme, that's when she had a problem?
Yeah, extreme when she lost her job. She's old, bitter bitch.
Yeah, like, don't be getting extreme on me with the witchcraft.
Okay, girl.
Well, Kimberly claimed that the singer watched her every single move. She even tapped her cell phones, controlling her finances, and used black magic against her as well. So, y'all, what in the Illuminati is going on with this?
This girl knows, honey, Beyonce been doing something. Her money been controlled, honey. She said she didn't mess with her finances. Her phone been tapped. Honey.
Beyonce ain't got time to do that.
You never know.
Wouldn't your finances be messed with if you're fired?
And her phone got tampered with when they cut it off.
When they cut it off, exactly.
God put in that woman hard there, honey. She was tapping her damn phone, honey.
You know Beyonce can do a spell on you through this TV, don't you? You might want to back up off her.
Okay.
She can summon the bees.
Okay.
To your social media account.
I can't spell, honey, that even Beyonce can't tell.
Oh.
Make a special brew. Put fire inside of you, honey.
Oh.
That sound like somebody's lyrics. Plagiarism.
Well, now, that's crazy, but this story is even crazier, man. You remember when it hit the internet that Safari and Nicki Minaj was getting it popping?
Yeah.
Well, they made our clap back countdown for 2018. They took the number 4 spot. Listen, man, this little beef that they had was ugly as hell. Now, it all went down when Nicki Minaj started the promo tour for her album Queen, which dropped in August. Now, Nicki sat down with Funkmaster Flex and spilled all the tea on her and Safari's relationship. Now, she made some crazy allegations. She claims Safari stole money from her, used her credit card without her permission, and slept with prostitutes.
They well, when you love somebody. Having a platform,
okay.
I mean, she could just blast his ass, and now she got this radio show. She can say whatever she wants to say.
But it's almost like when your boyfriend and girlfriend, you share stuff. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? It's okay to use my credit card.
Right. Not when I'm prostitute.
She snagged her, he took the Anaconda and gave it to somebody else.
Ooh.
It wasn't long before Safari got wind of the shade session she had about him and responded via Twitter by saying, remember the night you cut me and I almost died? The police and ambulance had to take me out of the crib on a stretcher, and I had to lie and tell them I was trying to kill myself so they wouldn't take you to jail.
Oh, this healthy is something else.
Oh, man. That's question number 4. So eventually, Safari thanked Nicki on Twitter by letting her everybody know all the drama helped them ink a hairline endorsement, no pun intended, and a book deal.
That was a good step up for him.
Yeah, he even got like a sex toy deal.
Because he could have had a couple of clients up in here to my left, so.
You better look on that way. Baby, I got a live one.
Okay.
And I got enough from Safari, darling.
Anyway, y'all, honey, up next, honey, find out how wealthy couples, I said wealthy, Portia, couples are bringing a whole new meaning to the word nanny. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Whoop, whoop.
Well, it's good to be rich. Wealthy couples are hiring nannies for their children and themselves as well.
Hmm?
Yep, apparently these nannies don't just clean, cook, and take care of your children. Now they will design custom dresses for your tots, give moms daily blowouts, and even give you a massage when you come home from work.
Oh, my gosh.
Give mama daily blowouts?
Not that kind of blowout, you weirdos.
Oh, because I'm like, wait a damn minute.
Now, the going rate for nannies in New York is $20 an hour, but these rich parents are willing to pay an extra $10 an hour just for these special skills.
So it's $30 an hour or $20?
$20 is the average.
See how many how many hours I can put.
Which I feel like it's cheap for New York.
It really is.
I thought it would be like $35 or something, but that's not bad.
And it's cool to have one person that does more than one thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I really appreciate that.
Somebody you can send to go get your groceries, maybe go run an errand.
Right.
Like, hey, here's a stack of bills, pay these for me because I trust you.
I just wanted to just tweak my chest. That's all I would need.
That is sexual harassment, Gary.
No, that's hiring. If that's what you're going to do, if that's all I need you to do.
Tweak your chest.
Yeah.
Gary, you wouldn't be hiring one no way because you don't have kids, so that's already a lawsuit.
What is
so
that
you gotta, I thought you could hire them for anything.
Yeah, if a nanny show up and ain't no children around.
That's a problem.
Oh, really?
You ain't going to never see them again.
That would kind of be a personal assistant.
Oh.
Or a sex slave.
Sex slave.
I think the word is escort.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.